Hey folks, welcome to the Ronin Rabbit, a Usagi Yojimbo fan podcast. I'm your host, Ed Moore, and I am going to be spoiling the book I'm looking at, which I will tell you about in just a moment. Teal Productions on Twitter and Sky Blue, teal spelled like the color, T-E-A-L, is where you can reach me on the social medias. Usagi Yojimbo fan page on Facebook is where I post the episodes on Facebook. BigTimeNoise.com/RoninRabbit is the website where I post, and UsagiPodcast@gmail.com is the email address. Now the aforementioned book, Usagi Yojimbo Volume 3, issue number 64 from Dark Horse Comics, dated, published approximately February 26th, 2003, according to Mike's Amazing World of Comics from Dark Horse. I already said that. The title of the story is Tamago, T-A-M-A-G-O. Now, the cover is moderately related to the inside story. On the cover, we see Jotaro and Usagi carrying a palanquin, or a, is it a tega? A kago. Kago. It's one of those little boxes that people are carried in like a taxi, and then they step in and out of them. They're accompanied by someone who, looking at this, I would assume is a priest because of the staff that he has with him. He is interestingly drawn character, which I'll get into in the story. And there is an effigy of Usagi that has been pinned via a sword to a nearby tree that everybody has stopped to look at. So someone is out to get Usagi, and they're showing him that he will die soon, I assume, is what that is meant to show. Inside cover is a half doodle by Stan. I'm not really sure what that's supposed to be. Title of the story, Tamago. Created, written, and illustrated by Stan Sakai. Front cover colors by Tom Luth. Back cover colors by Jason Vam. Story page, we have Usagi and Jotaro just walking around, walking through the mountains, talking about it. I'm glad we're traveling this way, Uncle Usagi. Me too, Jotaro. The colors of the leaves are changing, so the mountains are at the height of their glory. Just as Usagi appears that he's going to tell Jotaro something important about his family lineage, a couple kids come running up the path. One is yelling, others are trying to get past here. Ha ha, says the second one. Long-eared snails are what they are. And Jotaro takes offense and draws his boken and chases after them. But Usagi calls him down and says, they look like they're from a family of charcoal makers, probably out to find wood. They live in these mountains and run up and down these trails all day. You'll never catch them. I guess you're right, Uncle Usagi, as he puts the boken back in his sash. Look, a procession. Do you think it's a famous lord? And Usagi's powers of observation are pretty impressive here. He says, I doubt it. That's a high-class kego, but it looks like it was hired. The guards' ranks are undisciplined, and their livery is ill-matched. They're probably mercenaries. They don't look like first-class fighters, but there are a lot of them. It's probably a merchant in there, judging by the size of his entourage, a rich one. And at the speed they're traveling, I'd say they're on urgent business. Still a few hours to the inn. We'd better hurry so we get there before they do. Have you ever ridden in a kego, Uncle Usagi? We remember this story just once, he says. I didn't like it. He and Gen, remember, in a story where both rode kagos? There are those kids again later on. Now they're picking on a bonzi. Excuse me, I believe it's pronounced bonz now that I think about it. The kids, nah, nah, egghead, are you soft-boiled? The other one, if you cracked your head open, would a chick hatch out? Ha ha ha. And Jotaro chases after him. Yeah, don't worry, sir. I'll get them. Taunting samurai is bad enough, but teasing a bonz is worse. Young man, wait, the bonz says. It was not right to chase them away like that. Huh? But they were making fun of you. Mere words. A sword, on the other hand, can hurt. You must learn to carry the swordless sword. Huh? But thank you for intervening on my behalf. You can call me Priest Tamago. Ha ha. Ha ha, you look more like Fukurokuju to me. And Tamago is apparently Japanese or some form of Japanese for egg. And then the Fukurokuju is a large-headed deity of wisdom and longevity. Usagi introduces himself. I'm Miyamoto Usagi and this is Jotaro. Ah, pleased to meet you. Please join me in some tea. Why do you call yourself Tamago? Usagi says as he's settling down. I make fun of my appearance to put others at their ease. It helps me in my work. With the scar on my head, I'm sometimes called Cracked Tamago. And the gentleman has an egg-shaped head that is probably two-thirds the size of the rest of his body. So he's got a big old noggin going there. Tea is my one earthly vice, but we're all flawed, huh? But the Buddha understands, because Bonz is a Buddhist monk. Joshu said the tea is the key to Zen. About this time, Jotaro notices and flags Usagi, telling him that the Kago is being attacked. We have several scenes of one force attacking the force protecting the Kago until finally they are just outmatched and they're driven off. And as the attacking force approaches the Kago and exposes the merchant within, Usagi runs down and kills 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 possibly, while Jotaro knocks out a 10th. Out of the Kago crawls Merchant Kojima. He exclaims, "My guards, my entourage, they're all dead or have run off." And the Bonz says, "When we are alive, life is everything to us. For those who are dead, all they know is death." Okay, thank you. So at this point, the merchant is stranded. He doesn't have transport, but he also doesn't have protection. He was going to go to a local magistrate to take him information that would hopefully convict Boss Hiyashi, which we've already encountered. So Usagi decides to walk with him, escort him, as it were, although actually, I take that back. The merchant hires Usagi to do this, escort him to the nearest inn. So it is the merchant, Usagi, Jotaro, Priest Tamago, and the assassin, or the whatever, the invading force, the attacking force member that Jotaro knocked out with his sword. He's all tied up and being led because it's thought that he will be the final piece of evidence that the merchant needs if he confesses that it was Hayashi that hired him and the rest of those thugs to attack the merchant. That would be the final straw that Hayashi, well, he's guilty of that, but he's also must be up to much more if that's the extent that he's willing to go to protect his stuff. So they all make the inn. There's a cute little scene here where the innkeeper comes out and says, well, his entire inn is reserved for the Kojima party. And then he realizes, oh, well, this is it, the five of you, which, of course, there were many more, but they all ran off or were killed. So they sit down and have some food, the four of them, and there's some, you know, different interchanges here between the members of the group, owning to the fact of who they are as far as this story is concerned. Again, remember, we have a priest, okay? We have a captured assassin. We have a merchant who the assassin was trying to kill. We have the merchant's bodyguard and his sidekick, and we have the merchant himself. So they each represent themselves in these conversations. The assassin wants something to eat. The merchant says no. The priest feeds him. Interjection by Usagi and Jotaro. Ultimately, after the meal, Usagi says that he's going to go make rounds, and everyone else is to stay, particularly so they can watch their captive. The priest makes tea for everyone. That's the thing he does. He makes tea. He made tea for Usagi and Jotaro. He made tea for their dinner. And now he is making, what would this be? I guess this would be the digestivo tea, the tea after the meal. But Usagi passes off because he's got to go. He can't drink right now. He's got to go watch patrol the grounds. So here we have yet another situation where it's kind of obvious that, well, obvious to me, that something is up about dude and his tea making. Usagi this time, though, didn't beg off because he was suspicious. He begged off because he had something else he had to do and couldn't take the time. Nonetheless, after everyone ingests the tea, Jotaro tells the merchant and the priest to sleep, that he'll watch the captive, but soon Jotaro falls asleep as well. When Usagi returns, he finds Jotaro and the priest and the merchant all asleep, but the captured assassin gone. Jotaro blames himself. Usagi, no, don't fret. Could happen to anyone. It's not that big a deal anyways. Fortunately, in his escaping, he didn't in turn kill everybody, right, to keep them quiet or whatever. The next day, as soon as the merchant arrived at the inn, a messenger was dispatched to the magistrate's office up ahead to send a force to collect the merchant, as his group had been attacked and killed. So the next morning, this detachment of official samurai arrive and take up the job of transporting the merchant. Presumably, they would have transported that assassin as well, but he's gone. The merchant pays Usagi for keeping him safe throughout the night, and Priest Tamago gives the merchant a canister of his best tea to take with him. Merchant, no sooner do they start on their journey that he starts sipping that tea, because apparently the dude makes really good tea. Usagi and Jotaro ask the priest to accompany, and he says, unfortunately, I'm going this direction, which is the opposite direction, conveniently, from Usagi and Jotaro, so they're no longer traveling together. They go their separate ways. Later on, presumably that day, the servant girl, Sachiko, finds a dead body that was stuffed under one of the walkways and covered up with leaves. Turns out that that is the assassin that escaped. So apparently he didn't escape. He was killed. He was either killed by Jotaro, the merchant, or the priest, because they were the only ones in the room. Usagi was out. I'll let you guess which one did it. Hours later, the samurai detachment arrive at the magistrate's office with merchant Kojima. Ha! I'll have the evidence against Boss Hayashi at last. Welcome, Merchant Kojima. And they open the penguin, or I'm sorry, that's, yeah, the kigo. And the merchant tumbles out, the glass of tea rolling out onto the ground there. So we know more than likely that the merchant didn't kill the assassin. So it was either the priest or Jotaro. I wonder which one it was. Days later, we get back to Priest Tamago as he strains in his journey uphill, downhill, through the forest, across a ravine. He gets to a hut here in the middle of nowhere. Old, wizened dude that he's talking to. Well, how did it go? The mission was a success. This is Tamago. Though there was some interference from amateurs. Oh? Yes, Boss Hayashi was too anxious when he hired us. He also sent his own men to kill Merchant Kojima. Are you sure it was Hayashi's men? Yes, one of them was captured and confessed everything. Quite willingly, I must say. Don't worry, though. I silenced him. Anything connecting Boss Hayashi to the merchant's death will just be hearsay. Good. Were there any complications because of their actions? My herbs would have made Merchant Kojima's murder look like a natural death, but now I fear there will be an inquiry. A pity. To send his own assassins out once we had been contracted shows a lack of confidence and a lack of respect. Boss Hayashi must be taught a lesson. Will you brew the tea? No one does it better. Oh, you honor me. I will make my full report later. Is there anything more? I encountered a long-eared samurai, Mimoto Usagi, and a child, Jotaro. They became the merchant's protectors. I gave the kid and the merchant some poppy-laced tea that put them to sleep. The samurai was patrolling the grounds of the inn we stayed at. That's when I killed Hayashi's agent. Why didn't you kill them all? Intuition told me that I should act cautiously around that samurai. You felt this, Miyamoto Usagi. Is that formidable? Yosho. As he settles down onto his knees, the old guy, I looked it up, and that is an expression of effort, kind of like one would grunt or say something else. Y-O-I-S-H-O. Yosho. The old man continues, I've heard of Miyamoto Usagi. One of ours was instructed to kill him, but failed. I did not think it was worthwhile to assign it to another just yet because the samurai would be on his guard. Maybe it's time to reassign this case. He'll not be so fortunate the next time he's involved with the Kuroshi, the League of Assassins. Sip as he takes some of Tamago's tea. Ah, delicious. This previous assassin, if this was the assassin in the namesake story for the trade they mentioned, the Demon Mask trade paperback, Usagi 14. If the Demon Mask story was the assassin, and it could very well be, there was an assassin there. Those were taken from Volume 3, Issues 34, 35, and 36, which would correspond to Episodes 110 and 111 from November and December of 2019. That's when I released them. And issue or episode 112, which was January 2020. So that was the Demon Mask story. I believe that may well have been the other assassin that we just saw, but we never knew where he came from. Also, that reminds me, I haven't been saying anything about where these issues can be found reprinted. Basically, everything I have talked about this year can be found so far in trade paperback number 18, The Travels of Jotaro, or the Saga Omnibus number 4. So all of this conveniently is located there. All right, our protagonists of the dramatis personae include Miyamoto Usagi and Jotaro, of course, the priest Tamago on both sides of the equation there, Merchant Kojima, the charcoal maker's kids, and Sachiko, the servant girl that found the dead assassin. On the negative side would be, again, priest Tamago, as we find out by the end of the story, the assassin himself that was captured trying to kill Merchant Kojima, sent by Hayashi, and Tamago's boss, I guess he's going to be, or the superior in this organization that he referenced, the Assassin's Guild, Kuroshi. Our terms, Kago, which is the palanquin, or that person-powered taxi, where they pick it up and they put the bars on their shoulder and they carry somebody in this box, right? Bonz, which is a Buddhist monk. Tamago, which is egg. Fukurokuju, which is a lard-headed deity of wisdom and longevity. The word samurai wasn't defined for us, but we know that one. And then the Yosho, as the old guy sat down, which, looking it up, is defined as meant to be an expression of effort, is what that is. I think that's everything that I have in mind, or that I can think of quickly to share with you guys. Next time out, I have lined up Usagi Yojimbo Volume 4, Issue number 22 from IDW, continuing Yukichi's story of his travels with Usagi. So I'll talk to you about that next time, guys. Ciao.